If you would like to have your music played on Riders Live, just email bookingriders@gmail.com. That's booking, R-O-D-E-S, @gmail.com. Or submit through the booking form via our website, which is www.rodesonline.net, via the booking form. If you would like to be the What's Poppin' artist of the day, or if you would like to be interviewed, or if you would like ad space, submit via the booking form on RidersOnline.net, all right? If you would like to make a donation to the show, just cash at RidersT20. That's $RODEST20, all right? They call him
people go.
Welcome to another episode of Writer's Lie. We're going to get into Revelations, which is the title of this episode. It's war, famine, death, and pestilence happening right before our eyes. The war in Ukraine, civil war on American soil and neighborhoods, politics, we are divided. Food prices are sky high. There's a food shortage happening right before our eyes. People are dying senselessly because of misunderstandings on Facebook and IG Lives. Mass shootings and terrorism. Our tax dollars aren't good enough to be allocated at home. COVID is a form of biological warfare. It was made for the benefits of population control, profiting off vaccinations and testing. We are living in a system against God, Yeshua God, Antichrist. Welcome to another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Highland Park shooter Robert Cremo caught without a scratch. That's what's poppin'. Jalen Walker was the recipient of 60 bullets and lost his life over a traffic stop. That's what's popping. 15 mass shootings on the 4th of July nationwide in the United States of America. That's what's popping. 90 shots is overkill. That's what's popping. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. That's what's popping. Accomplishments and accolades. That's what's popping. Inflation. That's what's popping. Outrageous gas prices. That's what's popping. An unnecessary war in the Ukraine. That's what's popping. Prioritize children over everything. That's what's popping. Toxic Sundays are lit. That's what's popping. With everything going on in the world right now, DMX is the what's popping artist of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
I come to you hungry and tired. You give me food, let me sleep. I come to you weak. You give me strength, and that's deep. You call me a sheep and lead me to green pastures. Only asking that I keep the focus in between the chapters. You give me the word and only ask that I interpret and give me the eyes that I may recognize a serpent. You know I ain't perfect, but you'd like me to try. Unlike the devil who just wants me to lie till I die. Lord, why is it that I go through so much pain? All I saw was black. All I felt was rain. I come to you because it's you who knows. You showed me that everything was black because my eyes were closed. You gave me the light and let me bask in your glory. So it was only right that when you asked for this story, I put it together to do our dog some good. Our dogs being brothers and sisters in the hood. Plenty of times you sent help my way, but I hid. And I remember once you held me close, but I slid. There was something that I just had to see, that you wanted me to see so I could be what you wanted me to be. And I think I've seen it, because I don't feel the same. Matter of fact, I know I've seen it. I can feel the change. And it's strange, almost got me beating down your door. But I've never known love like this before. It's a wonderful feeling to get away from the pain. And up under the ceiling, I get away from the rain. And the strain that I feel when I'm here is gone. I know real, so I wipe away the tear, son. And I almost lost faith when you took my man, Monty, Paso, and Dre's brother Dan. And I fear that what I'm saying won't be heard until I'm gone. But it's all good, because I really didn't expect to live long. So if it takes for me to suffer, for my brother to see the light, give me pain till I die. But please, Lord, treat him right.
That was DMX with the prayer off of his first album. Y'all go ahead and cop that on all streaming platforms. With the state of the world right now, the world could use some prayer. Rest in peace, Earl Simmons, aka DMX. That prayer is available on all streaming platforms. I appreciate everyone that pulled up to this episode. If you never listen again, everything starts in the home. I'm saying this to say the family structure is broken. The traditional two-family home in the village is no more. When you sever the head, you destroy the body. The new agenda is same-sex marriages. If there's two males and two women, how can reproduction take place? The system is catering to the flesh and actual needs of the people, which is clearly an abomination against God. Normalizing what's wrong is taking a blind eye to it. It's still wrong. A woman can't raise a man. Children need their father. Children need their mother and father. Some women will do anything for the sake of having a man. A dude counting your link is not a man. A dude in competition with your male children is not a man. Someone that can't teach your children or can't provide is not a man. Sis, if your children didn't ask to be here and you feel like they're interfering in your happiness, send them to their dad. You could be a fool for everyone else on your own time. Those children will grow up to tell you about it and have resentment for you about it. I was looking at an Instagram live and it was a young lady arguing, going back and forth with her mom. And her mom was acting like her daughter was one of her peers, because it's clear that there was no boundary set. So the mom was complaining about the daughter and her friends always trying to have sex with her man or a man that she had, or always trying to, you know, give him fellatio or something like that. What is an adult doing interacting with adult children in this capacity? That only gives you the mindset of the mom. And I'm not trying to bash mothers, but this little girl was going at it with her mom. But the daughter was legal. The daughter had to at least be maybe about 25. And her mom was going at it. And the daughter was so adamant about it, you know, and she was explaining that, you know, she wouldn't date nobody her mama went with. She didn't want to kiss nobody her mama went with. She didn't want to sleep with nobody that she went with. And then later along down the line, you know, the daughter had confessed and mentioned on the live that her mom's male friends been touching her ever since she was 7 years old. Now that's cold, y'all. So I just wanted to mention that. So ladies, be careful who you bring in your house and you bring over your kids, because your kids are sacred. Everybody is focused in on these false idols and false prophets. They tapped into the internet. And the first thing we giving our kids is a phone. Whether it's a music artist, a social media influencer, a couple, Jay-Z and Beyonce, the material wealth of others is causing a divide in our everyday lives. Nothing will make you happy until you're happy with yourself. Love yourself more to learn to love someone else properly. The things that famous people are doing, don't follow that. Why? It's not your reality. Different players, different outcome, different results. Don't worry about what someone else has. Focus on your worth and your value. It'll take you a long way. You'll be more complete at the end of the day. Why? That's your reality. There are so many distractions sending people off at an alarming rate. It's with money and enforcing fear to create the divide, y'all. The internet with ads, stories, reels. It subconsciously plants things into your brain housing, if you know it or not. This political climate and divide have most citizens not caring. These kids, they don't know if they're going to live to tomorrow. They don't care if they live another week. And it's so sad. We could go outside, but it's too expensive to do anything. The flip side is they couldn't force you to stay in the house. But you forced to stay inside because you can't afford it. Now, what kind of mischief is that, y'all? Another thing that I like to touch on is some of these agendas, like demasculization of the black male. You know, whenever it's a commercial, you got two men kissing on a AIDS-promoted drug commercial. You got two dudes hold their hand, two black dudes hold their hand on some fruity commercial and shit. I ain't got nothing against the LGBT or whatever the fuck that shit is. I don't care about none of that shit. You know, to each his own, it's all wrong. You know, on Judgment Day, everybody gonna be judged. You know what I'm saying? You know, the last thing I like to touch on is, you know, like I said, this agenda. They doing it on commercials, Dora, gender education in classroom. Leave these kids alone. Kids under 10, they shouldn't be having no choice of what they want to be. They should be having a choice of cheese sandwich or peanut butter and jelly sandwich, juice or milk, apple or orange, fruit snacks or trail mix. They shouldn't be given a choice of if they want to identify as a girl or a boy. What kind of stupid ass shit is that? It's just dumb. It's another form of population control at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So if you start early planning this agenda, the effects of it long term would be beneficial to this system. It's a great divide because the system is shot every day. Every 30 days, we giving up some of our civil liberties, whether you know it or not. Just like Roe versus Wade, the right to carry arms, you know, they trying to give up our right to bear arms and shit. Because it's a couple of crazy motherfuckers out here doing these mass shootings and shit. I don't condone it at all, but, you know, you got a right to protect your family. You know, if you're not protecting your family, people can take advantage of your family. So you got a right to protect yourself. And all these mass shooters, we gonna keep this shit a buck, you know. They all white. They all fucking white. You know, I've been doing my research on this shit. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't just trying to say it, you know, because I ain't racist or none of that shit. So, for every 70 white people that commit mass shootings, 21 black people do it. 8 Latino people do it, and 5 Asians do it, and only 3 Native Americans. So, you know, that's crazy. You know, the same with white collar crimes and shit like that. You know, Most felons are white. Why? Because, you know, they feel like, you know, they could get away with it. You know, they do embezzlement, all that shit. Why? Because they gotta, they feel privileged. You know, they come from upper class families and shit. They live in good environments. You know, so since they socially isolated, you know, they geographically cultured to do this shit. And, you know, the system have empathy for them doing these fucking crimes just based on where they live and where they come from. Tell me that ain't no motherfucking bullshit, y'all. So, I'm gonna talk on the Roe versus Wade shit. You know, women should be entitled to do whatever they want to do with their bodies. You know what I'm saying? And I think the shit got overturned because it's more white women than anything. And they having abortions at a higher rate than anybody. So if they not having no kids, eventually they'll become the minority. And they won't be able to rule this world, you know. Let's face it, this is a white man's world. And they need people around to pay into this flawed, fucked up ass system. You know, the system got so many built-in scams that prevents you from enjoying a stress-free life. College is one of the built-in scams. They offer you all these majors and shit that when you graduate from college, you won't even be able to get a job in that field or that career. But yet, you got an average of maybe $26,000 worth of student loan debt. And they want their motherfucking money at the end of the day. You know, another one, car insurance. Just think, I've been paying, I'ma just use myself as an example. I've been paying car insurance for the last 10 years. $3,000 a year. I ain't hit a cat. I ain't bumped a curve. Or none of that shit. So that's $30,000 I done spent. And I ain't had an accident. Lord forbid. I'm still gonna have to pay a $500 deductible and shit when I do have an accident. I'm praying that I don't. But where the fuck is my money? You understand? And then if you don't conform to these built-in scams that they got into this motherfucker, then you gotta pay consequences. It's gonna be repercussions. They gonna boot your car. You gotta buy a sticker every motherfucking year. You gotta have insurance every motherfucking year. You know, you gotta get the little sticker on your tag every motherfucking year, depending on where you live. You know, I'm sure the creator didn't make, you know, all this beautiful things, this beautiful world for us to be enduring any of this type of bullshit. You know, if y'all familiar with the curse of Shem and all of that, we're supposed to have hard and tough days, but I don't think God meant for it to be like this. I think he meant that, you know, we have to work for what we have and all of that, but all this man-made built-in shit with these taxes, these wars and all of that, you know, you gotta pay for what you want. Nobody don't have no problem with that, but you know, I think this shit just turning into a totalitarian society and shit. Real talk. So, in closing, I want y'all to say that. I want to say that. Excuse me. Live life built on the morals and values that were instilled in you to do and be better. Teach your children not to be followers, but ask questions and be critical thinking. Teach your children to stimulate thinking. Lead by example and stay focused on what matters. Don't be religious, but use spirituality to continue to do what they feel is right in their spirit or their soul. You as well. This has been another episode of Riders Live. Be safe and be blessed. I love y'all. Peace.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet. Coming for to carry me home. I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. I saw a band of angels coming after me, coming for to carry me home. That's why I sing, swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.